Gabo and Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Jimmy Love. Can we be friends?
Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, what up, Dubbo on the Central West? Happy R&B Friday.
Woo-woo! Weekend.
How are you doing?
Mate, I'm doing great.
Oh, awesome.
Got my Taylor Swift hoodie on this morning, so I'm feeling it's just a good day to be alive.
Do any Taylor Swift songs fall into the Hit FM category of R&B Fridays?
I reckon her new song, Ready For It, is the closest she's come so far.
Yeah.
Goes a bit edgy in it.
Mm. Absolutely agree. Like, Bieber's sort of edging into R&B Fridays lately as well.
With his snapbacks and his tattoos and his saying songs in other languages. That's so R&B.
That is so R&B. What even is R&B these days? Who knows? Hey, talking about R&B, hold that thought for just a moment. We've got a big show coming up, the R&B Rap Challenge.
Oh, it's your turn.
Have you thought of what you're going to ask me about, rap about?
I'm going to have to really, hit the pen and paper and brainstorm some ideas. But after seven, we're interviewing a guy called Matt from the Young Nudists of Australia organisation.
I was very excited when I found out we're interviewing a nudist.
Yes, this is a first for us here on the Pippa and Jimmy show. So maybe something around that.
Okay.
Yes.
Maybe something about being naked.
Being in the buff.
Now, you don't want me to get naked in the studio, do you?
That would be great if you could not do that.
Oh.
Yeah, appreciate it.
What are you saying about my body?
Don't need a workplace health and safety issue on our hands.
Wow, cheers. Let's go back to workplace health and safety. You're just saying you don't want to see me naked.
I don't want to see you naked.
I've got a great body.
I don't want to see you naked.
13, 12, 16, anyone who wants to see me naked.
There will be zero calls for that.
Back to R&B Fridays. It kicked off R&B Fridays Live last night in Sydney.
It did.
Oh,
what a great time that was.
Oh, my goodness. It looked amazing. I was watching on Instagram and Snapchat and stuff. Amazing. It's back on again tonight. If anyone's going out there, shout out to you. But let's kick off the show right now with one of those artists, one of those headline artists.
Khalees.
With Milkshake.
What a tune.
Oh, so good. And then we're going to play You and the Animal Zoo, 13, 12, 16. Morning. Job now. So for you, this is just a good time. But for me, this is what I call life. City High, what would you do on R&B Fridays? It's Pippa and Jimmy, 13, 12, 16. Anytime, if you want to give us a call, shout out to Susie as well. She just took away Pippa and Jimmy's wake-up call.
Oh, so exciting. Congratulations, Susie. If you want to be a winner, head to hit.com.au, register your deets.
But right now, we've got someone on the phone line. Pippa, would you please introduce him for us?
Joining us. Jimmy's got a case of the giggles. He's nervous that we've got a nudist on the show. Joining us on the line now, the co-founder of Young Nudists of Australia, Matt Oh. Morning, Matt.
Morning.
Matt, I've met a lot of people in my time, but I tell you what, I've never met a nudist.
Well, there you go. You don't really know when you encounter them.
You really don't. Tell us.
Crossing the road there. You're not crossing the road nude, are you, mate?
No, of course not.
Swinging your long jong left, right and centre.
In the middle of Sydney? No.
Matt, talk to us through what inspired you to co-found the organisation Young Nudists of Australia?
The fact that there was no real organisation or group that was really talking to people in that age group and, you know, showing them that this lifestyle exists and giving them a way, you know, a safe point of entry to explore the lifestyle, learn more about it without necessarily dealing with people in their 60s and plus.
So how did you come across this particular lifestyle, Matt?
Everyone has a first time when they try it, and for mine it was just at a beach, going to a beach and thinking, well, hey, this isn't so bad, this isn't so scary, and that was it.
Were you by yourself or were you with friends? Did you have nudist friends that kind of like coerced you to come across to the dark side? How did it kind of happen?
I'd call it the light side, actually.
Mm.
I went with a friend at the time. We both thought of trying something new.
Oh, wow. So, Matt, how many people are in your nudist society?
The group currently has 385, I think, people in it.
So it's not a political group. It's a social club. Is that correct?
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. I would say it wouldn't be political, although we do have a stance on certain topics, such as a certain postal plebiscite going out at the moment.
Don't know what you're talking about. Haven't heard of it.
Fantastic. Matt O from the Nudist Society. What happens if you're out and you see, you're out, you're in the nude, you're in the buff, you see a 10 out of 10. You ever got a bit of movement at an inappropriate time?
Look, it happens from time to time, but there are ways to avoid it.
Ways to avoid it?
You don't think about it. You flip over on your towel, you go for a swim, go for a cold shower.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? In 14 years, I've probably seen it like happen about, you know, to various people. I don't know. I can count on one hand the number of times. So right. It's almost never. Almost never, really does.
Matt O, co-founder of Young Nudists of Australia. You can check them out, their Facebook page, Young Nudists of Australia. You've got an upcoming mini golf event happening for nudists in Sydney. Matt, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. No worries, guys.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks so much again, Matt. Yeah, they've got that event coming up with the
mini golf. So yeah. You can head to Young Nudists of Australia, YNOA, on Facebook. Check out all the details there.
We should interview more nudists on the show, I reckon.
Oh, it's a first for us, isn't it? We've interviewed a lot of people, but that was definitely a first.
Great. Have you got your R&B Friday rap challenge theme set for me yet?
We're going to reveal it to you after this song.
Fantastic. No, Informer, morning. Hit 93.5 R&B Friday. Welcome to the weekend, Dubbo on the Central West. You're on with Pippa and Jimmy, 13, 12, 16. Anytime, any reason, we would love to hear from you. And we're doing Smash for Cash shortly. We do it all thanks to McDonald's, and $2 from every Big Mac sold this McHappy Day helps keep families with seriously ill children together. Pippa, you know, at the end of our show each day,
mm-hmm.
we usually go on a break from around 9 till 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we do.
I often pop home, you pop home, mm-hmm. cook up some food.
Yep.
Have a nice little meal before coming back into the studio. So yesterday, I decided, okay, I would like a couple of tomatoes.
Okay.
And I was like, I'll just pop into the Tamworth Street IGA.
Sure.
Pop in there.
Mm-hmm.
I knew, because I've revealed in this show before, I can't help myself but spend multitudes of money.
You have a significant lack of self-control when you go to the shops.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, great, because when you walk into the IGA there, you've got the tomatoes right in front of you.
Right.
And then the register's right by them.
Pow, right in the kisser.
Boom. I can go in, I can literally get one or two tomatoes.
You do a lap of the tomato box, you're in and out.
That's it. None of the aisles.
Yeah.
No baked beans,
exactly.
No frozen fruit, nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing there.
Sounds like a foolproof plan.
And I walk in, and what's displayed in front of me right by the tomatoes?
Right.
I'm going to lift up my pants here right now for a second.
Okay, all right. Socks.
Socks. A rack of gorgeous men's socks.
Colourful arrays of socks. You're like, they're navy, yellow and orange, and they're jigsaw piece puzzles.
And I'm a sucker for socks.
Are you really? I did not pick you to be a sucker for socks.
Christmas? Buy me new socks.
Really?
I love the feeling. It's been joyous having new socks on this
new
morning.
New socks.
New socks
right.
on this morning.
Right, okay. And they're all just these flamboyant patterns.
There's all different sort of fun patterns.
Larry socks for guys are kind of in vogue at the moment. They're a bit on trend. Mm. So I'm seeing lots of blokes around wearing these. So you looked at the socks and you were a goner?
Done.
You were done for?
Gone.
You're a no-hoper.
Like.
Oh, sheesh.
$15 later, a couple of pairs.
Okay. Did you actually get the tomatoes? Or did you make sock soup when you got home?
No. Here's the thing. And then I went and got a loaf of bread, which I needed as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay.
I got home and didn't get the tomatoes.
A likely story, Jimmy Love.
But I had three pairs of socks. This thing here
right.
in my wallet.
Yep.
My credit card.
Yep.
I don't think I can be trusted with it.
You're going a bit silly on it at the moment, I must say. It's a new credit card and you get a bit excited about buying things because you think that it's a good way to get points.
Yeah, I know. You get points with
yeah.
them.
Yeah. So did you get points from the socks that you bought?
Yeah, I used my Amex, so I got double points.
So what did you eat?
Just toast with some Vegemite on it.
Just toast with some Vegemite on it. Yeah. No tomatoes. Okay. No. So are you handing this over to me? Am I going to go on a spending spree and help get you some more points? Is this what's happening?
No, I'm thinking... Maybe, do you have a pair of scissors over there?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Pass me a card.
Okay, there you go.
Here we go.
Oh,
ooh,
no.
Shiny.
We're cutting my credit card up.
Are we actually going to do this? Because is it that bad? I mean, your socks look cute, but really, are you coming to me saying that you need an intervention?
Yeah.
Live on air?
It was for charity, though. A little bit of the money went to charity.
Okay, so you can't feel that bad about it. But talk to me about why you're feeling so bad. Are your habits out of control?
My habits out of control.
Okay.
I cannot trust myself.
With the credit card?
Yeah.
Okay, before I do this, have you got another debit card? Like, where's your rent and your groceries and stuff coming out of?
I got debit card here.
Okay,
My Combank debit card expires in...
Do you want me to just keep it? Feel we need to do...
Cut it up.
You're asking me to cut up your credit card live on radio?
Cut up my credit card. It's done. It's over.
Okay. Bye, Felicia. Finito.
My fingers are shaking.
I wonder if I could glue this back together and then go to the shops.
Cut through the numbers, please. I'm cancelling it as well.
No, I'm going to keep the numbers just in case I want to go and buy anything and get some points on your Amex card.
This one goes out to my credit card.
You'll never see it again.
See you again. Morning.
It's been a long day.
TLC. No scrubs. Morning, Dubbo on the Central West. This is R&B Fridays on Hit 93.5.
The time has come, my friend.
Thank you.
That was my favourite time of the week.
Oh,
it's Fridays,
it.
End of the show, and we do an R&B Friday rap challenge. And today it's your turn.
Thank you very much. Now, you gave me the challenge today. Actually, before we talk about the challenge, we've got the beautiful Vic in the room from our promotions team. She is Instagram living it.
So you can jump on Instagram and check it out.
Yeah, yep. And if you missed that, you can always check it out throughout the day because we'll share it.
That's right.
Now, you gave me the challenge to rap about being nude.
The reason why I went with a bit of an exotic topic today is because earlier in the show, we had Matt on from the Young Nudists of Australia organisation that was really promoting body confidence, people just really being okay with their bodies and, you know, just... being proud of it.
Being proud of who they are
exactly,
as people.
Exactly, that's right. And you got a bit of the case of the giggles. Got a bit red-faced, got a bit shy, got a bit embarrassed. So I said to you, right, we're going to overcome these confidence issues and you are going to rap about being in the nude, being in the buff. Being, as some would say, as nature intended it.
Thank you. And now don't worry, parents. Pippa's also made sure that it's PG.
Strict T's and C's of this rap were it must be tasteful, it must be respectful, and it cannot just be Jimmy coming up with different names for his junk.
Fantastic.
So rest assured it's okay.
I'm taking the standing position right now.
You are taking the standing position. We are live on Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Love's in the house with his R&B Friday rap challenge.
Thank you very much. My name's the Notorious J-I-M-I. And this is Naked and I Know It.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
You ready?
I'm ready. Let's
go.
Yo, yo. Arrive at the beach, look around, I hear someone screech. I walk around a rock, I walk right into a massive dock. Yeah, I look out at it, no clothes, no pants, it's out of control. It's a nudist beach, no, 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 I turn around, no one is wearing anything down low. Look at all of those bodies, look at all of those bodies, look at all of those bodies, butt naked. Look at all of those bodies.
Look at them all.
Look at all of those bodies. Look at all of those bodies. They're butt naked in the middle of the beach. This is what I see. Everybody's stopped and they're staring at me. My bits are covered by my pants and I'm afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. Oh no, I'm fully clothed and I know it. But I'm at a nudist beach. I'm fully clothed and I know it, know it, know it. Inappropriate place to be fully clothed.
Sure is.
I'm fully clothed and I know it, know it, know it. I'm fully clothed and I know it. I get in the groove, I remember four letters there, YOLO. When I'm in Rome, I just got to give this nudist thing a go. Let's give it a roll. Come on, pants, it's time to go. I walk to the shoreline. Baby, don't get shrinkage. No, no, no. Look at all of those bodies.
Oh, look at them all.
Look at all of those bodies.
They're all nude.
Look at all of those bodies.
Woo!
Butt naked.
Yeah, baby.
Look at all of those bodies.
Look at them all.
Look at all of those bodies.
So many.
Look at all of those bodies. They're butt naked. Now confident and nude. This is what I see. Everybody stops there staring at me. I'm nude and I'm nice and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it. I'm naked and I know it.
Woo-hoo!
Oh yeah, at an appropriate place such as a nudist beach. I'm naked and I know it. Oh yeah, let's sing it double on the Central West, windows open. And this one, ready, Pippa? Wiggle, 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 yeah. 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 Yeah. Do the wiggle, man.
Do the wiggle, man.
Yeah.
Do the wiggle, man.
Yeah. I'm naked and I know it. Yeah, look at those bodies. Come on, Pippa.
Look at them all
at the nude beach. Look at those bodies. But naked. Come on, double the tension. Look at those bodies. Yeah, look at those bodies. Yeah, look at those bodies. But naked. Let's do it one more time. Windows open.
Wiggle, 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 yeah.
Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah.
Wiggle, 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 yeah.
Wiggle, 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 yeah. I'm naked and I know it.
Sensational, my friend. You've overcome your fear of being nude well and truly. Congratulations. How does it feel? Do you feel free? Do you feel liberated?
I feel like taking my shirt off. Oh.
Waving it around for everybody to see. Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What a liberating rap challenge.
Cheers. Let me catch my breath. These guys from Bastion Battle Scars.
The moon heals, but it never does. That's because you.
Chris Brown, Runner. This is Hit 93.5 Morning Jump on the Central West. Hey, we do it all thanks to Macca's. $2 from every Big Mac sold this McHappy Day helps keep families with seriously ill children together. And we're excited because tomorrow...
That's where we're going to be.
Macca's Central.
Yes. Yeah. Come down and say hello. We'd love to meet you.
And we're going to be broadcasting live from 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Oh, if you want to be on the radio.
Yeah.
Sure, do a shout out on the
Now's
radio.
Your chance.
Shout out to Dominique at home. Yep, you can do a shout-out to Dominique if you want to.
Great. Was that your housemate, Dominique, or was that you just impersonating someone who knows Dominique?
My housemates are Emma, JJ, and Jess.
Okay.
They're my three housemates.
Are you doing a shout-out to them right now?
Shout-out to my three housemates.
Great.
You guys are awesome. Love you all.
Great.
By the way, cleaned the whole kitchen yesterday. Hope you noticed. I didn't
so
want to send
shout
it
out
a text
hour.
Message. Yeah,
okay,
shout out hour.
Shout out hour.
Make sure you come say hello to us at Macca's tomorrow.
Also, Jimmy did his R&B Friday rap challenge this morning on going nude after we had a nudist from Young Nudists of Australia on the show this morning.
Don't worry, flatmates. Not going to try it at
exactly.
home.
Everyone remained calm. Everyone has remained fully clothed. It's all okay.
At all times.
Don't freak out, but you can catch our full chat with Matt from NYNOA on our catch up.
Yeah, fantastic. That would be awesome. Hey, happy R&B Friday. Happy weekend, everyone. Hope you have a great weekend. Come say hi to us at Macca's.
See you Monday. Bye.
Don't miss the double.